Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making a concrete echo edit pull in Ableton Live 12, with that chop final character that sits right in the pocket of jungle and old school drum and bass. This is one of those classic arrangement moves that can make a loop feel alive, like it's being pulled backward through worn out vinyl, then snapped straight back into the groove. It's gritty, it's dramatic, and it's beginner friendly if you take it step by step. We're going to use stock Ableton tools only, and by the end you'll know how to turn a plain breakbeat or drum loop into a proper transition moment. Think breakdown, switch up, DJ-style tension, and then a big satisfying re-entry. That's the vibe. First, pick your source material. For this, a 2-bar breakbeat loop is ideal. A 1-shot drum loop can also work, and if you want to get a little more creative, you can use a vocal stab, a bass hit, or a short atmospheric sample. But for jungle and old-school D&B, a breakbeat is the easiest and most authentic place to start. You want something with kick, snare, hats, ghost notes, maybe a little room sound. If the loop is too clean, don't worry, we're going to rough it up later. Drag the audio loop into an audio track. Open the clip, turn warp on, and make sure it's locked to the tempo. For drum material, Beats Warp mode is usually the best choice because it keeps the transients punchy and natural. Start with a transient-friendly setting, and make sure the loop is sitting tight to the grid. If the loop isn't locked properly, everything that comes after will feel off, so this is worth getting right. Now let's build a simple arrangement. Keep it basic at first. For example, let the full drum loop play normally for a few bars, then start to thin things out. A good beginner structure might be bars 1 to 4 as the full groove, bars 5 and 6 with a bit of filtering and space, bar 7 where the edit pull begins, and bar 8 where the groove slams back in. That's really the core idea here. Full groove, tension, pullback, then impact. Next, we need to chop the loop into playable slices. The easiest beginner move is to right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, use Slice by Transients. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices loaded in, and now you can trigger them with MIDI notes. This is a great way to perform the pull effect and build your rhythm in a very controllable way. If you prefer more manual control later, you can also split audio clips by hand and move them around. But for now, slicing to a MIDI track is the cleanest approach. Now for the fun part, programming the pull. The idea is to make the loop feel like it's being yanked backward. Start with normal break hits, then repeat a small slice rapidly, then make the fragments shorter and shorter, and finish with a reverse hit or a delay tail. Think of it like a hand pulling a record back on a turntable. The groove starts normal, then it gets dragged, smeared, and chopped, and then the next section lands with attitude. A simple example could be the snare slice repeating near the end of bar 7, followed by a hat stutter, then a reverse hit, and then a little bit of space before bar 8 comes back in. Keep the MIDI note lengths short so the stutter stays sharp. The more precise the rhythm, the more intentional the effect feels. Now let's add reverse slices. This is one of the fastest ways to get that vinyl pull sensation. If you're working with audio slices, duplicate one of the slices, then right-click and choose reverse. If you're using a drum rack, you may want to render or freeze the section first and then reverse the audio copy of the final hits. Reverse small pieces, like a snare tail, a hat fragment, or a short drum hit. Don't reverse the whole loop unless you specifically want a very messy effect. Small reverse details are usually much more musical. Next, let's build the concrete echo part. Put echo on the drum bus or on the transition track. For this style, keep it synced to the grid, maybe 1/8 or 1/4 notes, with feedback somewhere in the 20-45% range. Then automate the dry/wet so it rises during the transition. You don't want the echo too bright or glossy. Roll off some highs with a filter in echo so it feels darker, heavier, and more like it's bouncing off a concrete wall. A little modulation is fine, and a little drive can add grit, but don't wash out the groove. After that, use autofilter to shape the transition. A low-pass filter works really well here. You can place autofilter before echo if you want the sweep to stay cleaner, or after echo if you want the delay repeats to get smeared too. Start with the cutoff fairly open, then sweep it down as you approach the pull. A touch of resonance can help the movement feel more alive. The goal is to make the listener feel the space closing in, like the track is going through a tunnel before it reappears on the other side. Now let's sturdy it up a bit. Jungle and old school D&B usually sound better when they're not too clean. Add saturator, drum bus, redux, or even vinyl distortion if you want more obvious record flavor. A simple chain could be EQ8, then saturator, then echo, then auto filter. Use a few dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and compensate the output so you're not just making it louder. If you want more broken down texture, add a little redux, but keep it subtle. Too much and the drums can turn into mush. If your pull has several drum layers, route them to a group or drum bus. Then use a bit of glue compressor or drum bus to hold everything together. You only need light compression here, just enough to glue the sliced pieces into one movement. You're aiming for connected, not crushed. Now comes the arrangement thinking. This is really important. Don't think of this as just an effect chain. Think in phrases. The pull has to feel like the end of a musical sentence. That means there should be the clear start, a clear breakdown in energy, and a clear answer when the groove comes back. Automate in layers if you can. One movement for tone, one for space, one for level. Small coordinated changes sound much more believable than one huge random sweep. A very classic transition shape would be drums full, filter closes, echo rises, slices stutter, one reverse hit lands. There's a beat of space, and then the drop comes back. That's a strong old-school style formula. You can place this at the end of an 8-bar phrase, before a drop, or between sections of the track. In jungle, you can let the pull breathe for a couple of bars. In rolling DNB, it can be shorter and tighter, even just one bar of tension and a tiny gap before the re-entry. For a stronger hit, add a signature one shot at the end. A sub drop, a re-stab, a vocal hit, a snare flum, or a rim shot fill can make the transition feel intentional and huge. A reverse drum pull, filtered echo, and a re-entry stab on the downbeat can give you that proper reload energy. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't overdo the echo, because it can wash out the groove. Don't reverse the whole loop unless that's a very specific choice. Make sure your sliced notes are locked to the grid. Don't leave too much low end in the transition, because muddy subs will kill the impact. And don't make everything too clean. A little grime is part of the character. If you want to push it further, try a micro-rewind pull. Instead of chopping the whole end phrase, keep one hit repeating while everything else falls away. That creates a hypnotic spooling back feel. Or try a filtered fake drop, where the kick and sub disappear briefly, but the top end percussion keeps moving through a filter, then the kick returns on the next downbeat. You can also offset a few slices slightly ahead of or behind the grid for a more human, tape-worn feel. Here's a great practice exercise. Build an 8-bar edit pull transition using one breakbeat loop, one reversed snare hit, one echo device, one auto filter, and one saturator. Keep bars 1 to 6 steady. On bar 7, start a low pass sweep. In the last half of bar 7, chop the loop into shorter slices. Add a reversed snare right before bar 8. Push echo wetness up briefly at the end. Then cut everything for a tiny gap, and bring the full drum loop back on bar 8. Then make two versions, one subtle and clean, one dirtier and more aggressive. Compare them and see which one fits your track better. So to recap, you've now got the ingredients for a concrete echo edit pull in Ableton Live 12. Start with a drum or break loop. Slice it into playable fragments. Create a reverse and stutter pull. Add echo, auto filter, and saturator, and automate the movement so it feels like a deliberate musical phrase. This technique brings tension, grit, movement, and that classic DNB arrangement energy. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and don't be afraid if the transition feels a little rough. In jungle and old school drum and bass, that roughness is often exactly what makes it hit. If you want, next I can turn this into a bar-by-bar project walkthrough, or I can write the companion lesson for the bass line that comes in after the pull.